Chuck Chad Freestyle for Friday, August 28th, 2014. This is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. You can find out more about that at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And Freestyle is an audio diary of my life. And I am here in Atlanta at Dragon Con. And what a day it's been. Up at 4:30 a.m. Jump in the shower, do a quick shave, and I go to grab the soap in the shower. Now, this isn't going where you think it is. Calm down. The soap... Donna has been doing some cleaning, as you're all aware, for the move. And she found soap that we had from our honeymoon at the Las Palmas Hotel in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. 26-year-old soap.
Was it still in the wrapper? Or
it was still in the cardboard box. Okay. It had absolutely no smell. Which sounds like a line out of George Carlin. Smell it! It has absolutely no smell. There was no scent to this soap, but it worked effectively, I guess. I mean, a guy sat next to me on the plane. I was upgraded to first class. Again, thank you very much, Delta Airlines. I was going to go sit back next to Scott Tyler, where my original seat was, but he had a sort of an upgrade of his own because he had nobody sitting next to him on either side. So, win-win-win, I guess. We picked up Scott at the airport and got there around like 5:10, 5:15. Went through security, no issues. Got on the plane in Appleton and flew directly to Atlanta, which is one of the few direct flights that's not a connection flight like Detroit or Minneapolis on Delta. So this was nice. We got here so dang early, there was nobody here. Almost nobody here. We got on the MARTA, hopped it over to the hotel, and we were in the hotel by about 10 a.m. And there's not many people here at 10 a.m. on Thursday, so we did some reconnoitering. We went around and checked out some of the places and got familiar with the lay of the land. Oh, I should mention that while I was on the airplane, you know, they usually pass out, at least Delta does anyway, pretzels, peanuts, or cookies. So I grabbed some of the Biscoff cookies and had one of those, oh man, moments. Because normally I save the cookies for Lisa or Julie. Because when they're at home, it's kind of a nice little present to bring in. They love the Biscoff cookies. They're not home. So I got to eat the cookies. One of the first times in a long time I got to eat my cookies. So maybe on the way home I'll grab a couple extra and make a care package for them at college, and they'll appreciate that. So yeah, this whole early arrival thing was a whole new experience. So Scott and I got some breakfast about 10:30. We checked out the Hilton, checked out the Hyatt, went and got our badges. We were in and out of there in about 10 minutes. Man, what a far cry from the old days where you had to line up around the block and it took 3 or 4 hours. Just a totally different experience. You go into the building, you go through the little cattle, the cattle lines, in, out, done. And as we were walking out of the place to get your badges, I happened to say to Scott, "Now I wonder where the parade table is." And almost if on perfect cue, JP, the parade director, is right on my elbow going, "Well, let me show you that." It was freaky how she was right there as I asked the question. It was magical. It was one of those religious Jesus moments kind of thing. Like, wow, where did she come from? And we walked over and we got our parade badges. We got a map for our driver, who is running a little bit behind. Said he had some problems with the costume, but he should be here by Saturday, I hope. But we need to meet up tomorrow. We did meet up with Clinton and Bonnie at Gibney's when they got in the afternoon. So when Craig got in, we helped unload his vehicle. Got everything. Totally trashed the room. Well, it's not totally trashed. It's somewhat trashed. We got Santa. We got some repairs to make on him. And we did some... We got some dinner at Gibney's. Had a couple of beers. Well, if you call that last one a beer. I don't know. Yeah. So Craig and Scott and Clinton all order the... What was it? The Terrapin Maggie? No, something Maggie's.
I'm trying to forget about it.
They just said, Maggie's. And I went, I'll have the Sweetwater 420. And they got their beer and went, oh, man, that's awful. It was, like, too fruity, too light, too sweet, too something.
And flowery.
Flowery. Yeah, like plastic flowers from Hobby Lobby, maybe. It was just nasty, and they were choking it down. Mine wasn't much better, but it was a little bit better. The Sweetwater 420 I've had before. But after drinking an IPA or something a little heavier, that's not the way to go. There's definitely an order if you're mixing up your beers. Do yourself a favor next time. Just stick with the same beer for the whole night, and you'll be happier. Because when you start varying it up, you're going to get wildly different tastes and expectations. So that's my beer thought of the night. Then we got our costumes on and went and did some cosplay. I went out as Professor Hubert Farnsworth from Futurama. Craig did Fry. He had his holophoner in tow. I had the Finglonger. Scott did his Star Trek costume. Clinton was also in Star Trek getup. And we hung out at the Marriott for a while where we met Mad Marv. Clinton showed up a little later. And Bonnie was there. So we got some good pictures. Having a lot of fun tonight. Scott's still getting his bearings on how many people and whatnot are there. We had quite a bit of recognition. People would be walking by like, oh, man, Futurama. Look at the holophoner. Look at the Finglonger. So it was fun. I'd say we had about the same picture-taking moments. You know, kind of comes in waves. People take three or four pictures. Four or five people walk by, click, 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 and then dissipates for a few minutes. And then they come by again in a wave. Sometimes you can instigate a photo opportunity by walking over and hanging out with somebody else, like, wow, Futurama and Doctor Who, or Futurama and Doc Ock, or Futurama and a bunch of sexy babes. So we were kind of forcing the issue at times, but it was fun. Lots of fun. Lots of a community feel. Everybody was just there to have fun, even if they didn't recognize the characters. It was a lot of fun. And on the way back, we were walking back to the West, and one guy recognized us, and I forgot what the conversation was, but he mentioned the Horseshoes and Hand Grenades podcast at the end, and I thought, that's a bit backwards, because usually we're the ones that are promoting podcasts. So I guess the world of podcasting has expanded and is now able to enfold us in a strange sense. So it has been a long day from 4:30 till, I don't know, 10:30, 11, almost a 12-hour or 18-hour day with a slight nap in there. So, ready to turn in tomorrow. I think I'm going to do the Star Trek thing. We're not sure what everybody else is going to do. But all of this stuff is here. We've got a few minor repairs to make on the costumes, which are underway. I miss my girls. I wish Julie all the best in college. And Lisa has been doing very well this week. I understand she's studying, getting along with her roommate. So, life is good. I will talk to you tomorrow, after we have done the combined Technorama comedy forecast live show. That should be interesting. We still have a little bit of preparation to do on that. And I will talk to you tomorrow. 101.